This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Perky little breasts. Also, she could grab the redhead's sexy, slender waist with a forceful, uncompromising two-handed grip.
The uncompromising two-handed grip.
Hey, it's like a plus 32 actual grip.
Mm-hmm. You can't compromise on your two-handed grips of sexy, slender waists of redheads.
Do you suffer from compromising two-handed grips?
Then ate my new turducken, because I'm John Madden, apparently.
I get paid in cold cuts.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Nice one, Steve. Welcome to Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Now with riboflavin.
The FDA says, hey, get off my lawn, you.
Friday Night Fan Fiction, the game show anyone can play and no one can win.
Exactly.
BBC acknowledged.
Yes. Recommended by the Dental Association of America. No, this association does not actually exist. Tonight we're resuming Food Up.
The Dental Association of America definitely exists.
Are you sure?
I am quite positive.
What about the Dental Dam Association of America?
All they do is play league softball.
And League of Legends.
No, it's called the American Dental Association, not the Dental Association of America.
Dental.
We're resuming Food a Hard tonight as terrible. Anyways, good evening, everybody. Tonight, our guests are Steve Ansickle and Devin Gallo, who is not dead and, in fact, alive.
And back from Mars. Thank you, yes. New Horizons. That's the Pluto one.
God, why do we have to resume this crap?
Because we need to finish it. Catch me up.
Like, I know it involves Kim Possible and dongs.
So imagine the best episode of Kim Possible.
No.
Now give everyone involved dicks.
Dongs.
Dong and dicks.
And Logan, you'll be kicking us off tonight.
I'm not kicking us off.
You're kicking this off. Fine. You're punting.
No, dude, give it to me. Fucking give me the rock. Pass me the rock, Steve.
I pass you the rock. Take
no,
it.
No, Logan!
Right. Fuck yeah. Logan. Fuck yeah. You ready for this?
I wanted to get it over quickly for you so you could go hide.
I have to ask my customary question. Where are we?
We're at resume in giant letters.
Type in resume.
Okay.
No, oh, and I'm running out of coffee. No!
Good call on mixing the orange and lime.
I have
a limited supply of Coca-Cola in the form of this asteroid belt.
No, that's despite the many, many circumstances that should have made it otherwise, the plunging stroke of that freakish cock had been pretty damn close to perfect. And the normally valiant teen heroine was suffering, for it was... For it in a way she never could have imagined. Her first time was going to be Sega fucking her against her will.
I thought you said Sega.
That's what I heard.
Sega!
Sega was going to be fucking her against her will.
Is there Sega-ta Sanshiro porn?
Sega-ta Sanshigo
had a real cock.
Nah,
it was inside her. And judging by the way her toes were curling, her pulse was pounding, and her breath was coming in increasingly quick little gasps right now. If she didn't do something to stop it soon, she just might not be able to stop it
at all. If she didn't do something to stop it soon, she would die because she's apparently like breathing way too quickly. She's going to hyperventilate.
Oh, God. Ow. While Kim desperately tried to sort through all the unbearably conflicting thoughts, desires, and sensations running through her suddenly very instinct and hormone-driven pleasure-addled head,
drink the hyphens.
stock still, like a deer transfixed by headlights, or a teenage cheerleader transfixed by her arch nemesis, cock.
Oh yeah, that one works way better.
As the case may be. This worked out nicely for Shago, because otherwise, if Kim had moved even an inch, she very likely would have gotten her chance to get Shigo off of her, as the tall, well-muscled Amazon would have exploded into orgasm without a doubt. As it was, even with all her... As it was, even with her all-powerful mantra, it still took Shigo so long to get control of herself that Kim was pretty close to succeeding with her mental reboot as well. Unfortunately, pretty close was only good with horseshoes, hand grenades, and nuclear weapons.
No idea.
And Shigo was undeniably moving on to the nuclear option.
What?
So, what's the matter, Kimmy? You feeling a little uncomfortable now?
Shigo questioned in a sweet honey tone of mock concern while she moved to grip the phallically impaled redhead's narrow, sexy waist with both her strong hands.
Well, don't you worry. We'll take it nice and slow until you get worked out enough to take all of me, okay?
I gotta say, you do a really good sweet honeyed tone, Dave.
That was a very sweet honey tone, I agree. Mm-hmm. For Kim, aside from shock over the idea that apparently there was still more of Shigo to come, the strangest thing was that it seemed like the sick, twisted villainess actually intended to do just what she said. In fact, the confused redhead had no idea why the aggressive Amazon wasn't just pounding away at her already. After all, it wasn't like Shigo was showing any other concern for her feelings right now. Not, mind you, that she was complaining about the inconsistent thoughtfulness? She supposed it was. Just that. The contradiction was infuriating to her, or rather, her inability to figure it out was. For Shago, however, it all made perfect sense. First and foremost, there was the most blatant, obvious reason. Even though she was back in control of herself, more or less, she knew that until she got accustomed to the absolutely positively magnificent, tight, slippery, all-enveloping goodness of being inside an actual pussy, any kind of vigorous activity would have her coming like a racehorse in no time flat. And she wanted to make this last. Again, the point was that she was the one in control of Kim, not the other way around.
Okay, now, Devin, having just heard all of that, I want you to try and recall what actually happened in that page.
Well, apparently Sega has its phallus inside of beloved American teen pop star werewolf. Okay, I'll be honest. I've never actually seen an episode of the show, so...
Hang on. I need to write that down. A Sega...
I'm up.
Was it Popstar Werewolf?
Yes, beloved American Popstar Werewolf.
Then, David...
Steve Santa.
Then there was the fact that she knew pain or discomfort would give Kim something to focus on that might allow her feisty, strong-willed teenage foe to fight back. Mentally, that was, in a way Shigo wanted to avoid. It was all meaningless. I agree!
If like her, most fan fiction.
If her infuriating rival found a way to keep herself from submitting like Shigo ultimately intended her to, well, okay, it wouldn't be completely pointless. Why would you go back on that? Gotta keep pushing. There would still be the countless orgasms to be had, obviously. But for Shigo, those were products of the goal, not the goal itself. Of course, this was all neither here nor there, because a few seconds later, the only thing either of the two women had room for in their heads was what they were feeling, as Shigo set intention to action and, with a smooth, steady motion, slowly but surely pulled out of Kim right up until the rounded, nubby projections at the base of her glands were gently tugging at the constricted entrance of Kim's spasming.
Ms. Mar.
And that's an actual also, fucking word. All right,
yes, I'll
drink. I realized the problem. I realized the problem that happened last week where I want to make a joke about something, but you can't because by the time the sentence ends, it's like 2 minutes ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Then, with that same slow, steady stroke, Shigo sank herself back inside Kimmy's steamy depths with a soft...
It's not Kimmy's.
I'd just like to point out that Judy's singing Wiener Game of Thrones theme.
Kim's steamy deep dish special from Little Caesars with a soft, contented sigh, only to start the whole process over again a few seconds later, and then once more a few seconds after that, and so on and so on. Really, that
this
could just
went on for another 10 min.
Congratulations, author, you figured out how to have sex.
Once again, Kim was shocked into trembling stillness as shivering sheets of feverish ecstasy suffused her quivering cunt and a hard little clitty, which was...
Yes, I'll get you, my little clitty!
Dave, which was pulsing in time with her stiff, throbbing cock. So it's like audio surf, but with clitoris.
Clitoris and dick.
Clitoris and dicks. Clitoris and dicks. Clitoris and dicks. And big booty bitches.
Each intense, aching wave washing through the rock-hard shaft from where it bobbed and bounced an obscene erection right above her pleasure-soaked pussy, crying out for attention while clear, slimy fluid beaded at the drooling opening in the sharply rounded, pale pink tip, threatening to dribble out with each little twitch, all while never quite doing so. Commit to something, you son of a bitch!
300
Inhale and exhale.
Oh god, why does this have to feel so great? Kim whined plaintively in her head while another part of her tried to shamefully suppress
even her inner monologue is whiny
and deny the strange, entirely unwanted sense of longing and loss she felt every time the thick wonderfully, no! Not wonderfully, damn it! Filling hardness of Shigo's mutant cock withdrew from the slick, confining depths of her teenage pussy. Full
no,
stop!
Hi.
Pussy, fuck you! Damn. She simply couldn't deal with that lingering hunger for its return, each hollow, emptying retreat left behind in her, not with everything else she was going through right now.
Finals coming up.
Every single part of Kim's, well, conscious mind at least was crying out for her to resist, to fight, but for the moment she just couldn't. She was still too worn out, too overwhelmed by all the intense, sultry sensations, both alien and familiar, that were washing through her body. And now her fight reflex was being challenged by other primal instincts of near equal, if not greater, strength.
Sultry sensation sounds like a failed Yankee Candle flavor.
Lord Calandros, you could be a goddamn politician because you spend pages saying absolutely nothing! Behind.
It was at that point, 5 seconds into the sex scene, that Steve lost his goddamn mind.
Behind.
I was going to start drinking for Steve-O freaking out, but that's going to kill me.
Do you have to drink if you have to stop for breath mid-sentence?
Yes.
No. Yes. If you do that, then it's death either
override.
Way. Fuck you, Dave!
Steve-O, elaborate multi-topic.
Behind sentences. Kim, Shigo was dealing with her own challenge, though it was nowhere near as problematic as the tormented troubles the redhead was facing. No, for her, there was only one not-so-little thing giving her difficulty. The streaks of intense pleasure her weird alien glands was throwing up into her head as it was caressed by every slick, supple inch of Kim's heated cunt. With more surface area than a normal cockhead and a design that focused carnal sensations onto more sensitive areas with greater intensity, Shigo's freaky penis was pretty much made for pleasure. Well, more so than normal anyway. Seriously!
This sounds like a brochure for a radiator for a car.
I was about to say, Kim's heated cunt. I'm like, I got heated front seats, but damn.
No, stick with something, though. Saying more so than normal? Like, stick with an extreme for once. Commit to it.
Designed for a 46-liter flow rate.
More so than normal, her on-fire
also,
magma chamber.
Thank you, DG, drinking for Steve-O's non-stop reading. The only thing that she really had going for her was that it wasn't nearly as sensitive as her clit, but that was offset by the fact that the comparatively lesser gratification she felt from it was more easily endured, and as such, it brought a distinctly masculine focus to that delight, one that shouted for her to finish the job, so to speak, with each and every new surge of ecstasy her strokes generated, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria!
God, wow. That was one sentence. Oh.
Roy!
I think this author has created something new that we haven't seen in other fanfics. The marathon run-on sentence.
Still, Shigo slowly persevered, mastering her pleasure to the point where, a minute or so later, she was confident enough in her control to risk abandoning the long pause between each thrust and withdrawal of her ecstasy-enveloped cock, though she did catch the glossy darkness of her lower lip between perfect white teeth, just in case she was wrong about that.
Oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
Shigo thought to herself.
Shigo thought to herself as she started sliding in and out of the steamy, gripping...
Sliding!
Tight. Roy, if you continue using that much saliva in your microphone, you're going to have a warranty void.
Shloop.
Steamy, gripping... Swoop.
Grasped
of Kim's sweet little cunt in a slow, somewhat hesitant, but still entirely recognizable primal rhythm, as old as life itself. Well, high life that liked to fuck, anyway. Having a cock is fucking awesome.
I want one.
You have one. Now, it's mine.
Now, dear listeners, let me just take a moment for a brief editorial note. Having a cock is, to quote known author Lord Kalandros, fucking awesome.
Yay!
Back to your regularly scheduled program. Having a cock is fucking awesome.
This is a ringing endorsement of the merits of cock.
Brought to you by the Cock Association of Cock Limited.
The cock indeed.
If you don't tell your friends to do drugs, who will?
My cock.
That sentiment only continued as... Oh, no, wait, hang on, politician. That sentiment only continued.
No, Obama, not gradually, tonight.
Gradually started getting the hang of what she was doing. The dense,
it's
muscular...
It's going to take so long.
Of her rock solid... If you keep interrupting me, it will take forever. Of her rock solid, perfectly chilled ass, rippling deliciously as she slowly contracted them with each languid, curling thrust of her broad hips.
I'm looking up Alcoholics Anonymous.
Pumping her cock in and out of Kim's depths using a slow, sultry sensuality that had her breathing deeper and deeper by the moment. There we go, princess. I'm fucking you just like I said I would. Shigo crooned out as she happily penetrated Kim once more. And it's not too bad now, is it? A whole lot better than getting kicked into a fucking high-energy transmission tower, that's for sure. I'm doing open hand gestures while I'm reading.
Little known fact, they actually have to read stuff like this at the UN.
Shigo couldn't help thrusting into Kim a bit more forcefully with that particular bit of sentiment, so she was still a little bitter, big deal. It wasn't like she'd gone out and blasted herself and her teenage foe with a cock ray, then hunted the redhead down for sport, pinned her to a tree, and started fucking her whether she wanted it or not. Oh, wait.
No, she goes, like she did.
Yeah, that was the joke. It was a joke. God, this guy's a hilarious author. That punchline was just like, bam!
Cock
out of nowhere.
Ray.
Cock ray.
Cock ray.
Shigo grinned wickedly as the thoughts tripped through her head, returning to her admittedly assertive but far less aggressive penetration of the redhead. In fact, I think you're starting to like it, aren't you, Kimmy? No, I don't. Fuck you, Shigo. I don't like it at all. Kim shouted back, her defiance directed as much at herself as to the woman behind her. Oh, really? Shigo sullenly sulked in mock disappointment. Are you sure you don't like having my big, hard cock inside you, pumpkin? Because you certainly seem to be awfully hard and wet to me.
Yeah.
Drinking?
Finish
drinking. Next reader.
Next reader is Logan, as long as he's not bloodborne.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go.
Finally.
This is a dark tome indeed.
Kim didn't answer Shigo's taunts this time. She didn't dare to. Every part of her was deathly afraid of just what might come out of her mouth if she did.
No! No! I won't say it! There's no way I'll say it! That thick bitch is completely out of her fucking mind if she thinks I'm enjoying this! Enjoying that repulsive, freaky thing pushing its way in and out of me! Making me feel so good! No! Not good!
I'm imagining this is like Gollum arguing with himself.
Makes me feel things I don't want to feel! Making a stupid fucking cock so fucking hard it aches! I don't want that! I don't, right?
You suck. Kim was glad she kept silent. Entirely different reason.
Speak up!
How better?
Much.
Much.
How better? A few seconds later, Kim was glad she kept
quiet. Okay, Meatwad.
Entirely different reason. I was so gonna slide her right hand up the trembling teenager's sensitive, slippery, sweat-soaked flank. Oh, dear God, this is panic bullshit. And slipped it around the Kim's pert. Oh, okay, that's off.
Kim's pert plus.
Her pert, partially downward hanging breath, grabbing onto the perfect little handful of firm flesh and squeezing it rhythmically. The staff gasp of surprise, the left or parted lips was loud enough as it was, and then Sugar started purposefully pinching the shallow shaft of Kim's fantastically long and red nipple between two of her fingers.
I'm surprisingly getting more information from this voice.
It took everything the teenager had to bite her lip hard instead of crying out in ecstasy. No shock. Definitely just shock and nothing more. The crowd only got worse when Sugar's strong and eager hand started traveling back and forth between both of Kim's excited, responsive wrists, massaging and stroking them with wonderfully rough, hungry skill. Tears of supreme frustration gathered in the corners of Kim's big, ever so slightly glazed, fern-green eyes as she fought to control herself, fought tooth and nail against the waves of a deep, intense pleasure being inflicted upon her. The thought, I have to admit, this is better than being punched in the face or kicked in the gut by someone.
Why do you have
things like that? Stray thoughts fueled by her treacherous and apparently quite healthy sex drive and heart to the primary instinct, all trying to short-circuit her thinking, rational mind, as she could run wild with her.
Kind of sounds like Teddy Ruxpin if you put too many batteries in him.
Unfortunately, that fight only kept getting worse as Shago kept up her languid, luxurious thrusts and enthusiastic, skilled squeezes while leaning in to add yet another element to her erotic assault.
Erotic!
With an incongruously tender sense of intimate sensuality, Shago smiled and parted her black-stained lips so that she could begin licking the soft, smooth skin of Kim's upper back and shoulder of her right-hand side, lapping the hot, sweaty surface with long, sliding strokes.
I heard flapping, like...
I'm just imagining that soundtrack. Yeah, this would be vagina. Somebody eating macaroni and cheese right now.
With the gently sucking kisses from her firm, silky lips.
So that we finally got a full, like, pretty decent length paragraph that was a single sentence.
Mm. Hooray! I've just lost all enthusiasm and or hope for this fic.
I once wrote a story in fourth grade that was one run, one like full sentence. It was like one fucking gigantic story that was one single sentence. I got 100 on it.
I think I would have been held back if I did that.
Oh, I did it on purpose.
Should have been held back for doing that.
I did it on purpose, man. Fuck you, I'm smart.
Yeah.
I knew that the teacher wasn't going to fucking read it. I called her bluff.
One time I turned in my Spanish homework written on the back of my English homework, and she graded the wrong side, and I still got 70%.
All right, so Devin's up.
What the hell? Kim cried out mentally, wholly confused and unable to understand why the smoldering fire in her tummy suddenly surged higher.
Don't say tummy. That doesn't make it sexier.
Tummy.
That sounds like a Tums commercial or something. Well, why is that making me feel so hot? That's nothing compared to the other stuff she's doing to me.
I mean, it's supposed to be in a monologue at that point, but sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell because the italics keep coming on and off. And just like that, a small, small piece of Kim's resistance broke away as, without even noticing or denying the concession, she finally admitted that she was getting turned on by what was happening, if only to herself. Of course, admission was far from acceptance. As Kim slowly fought her way through the wash of hot, heady sensations assailing her senses, using every last bit of determination and drive she had, along with frantic, inspired adaptations of the various pain tolerance techniques she knew, the beleaguered redhead desperately tried to come up with a plan of attack while she leaned against the tree, slowly, oh so very slowly regaining her strength, even as she panted and moaned. Oh God, was that a moan? Helplessly before the increasing excitement of Sega's carnal onslaught, trying to pull more and more air into her lungs as quickly and deeply as she could.
She's going to explode!
Boom.
The core has become unstable. Arch heel stomp between my legs for a foot yank and rear fall takedown. No, wait, probably not a good idea with her thing inside me. Back elbow to the face or an elbow to the gut. Twist around and get her in a headlock. Grab her arm and twist around to slam her into the tree. Hell, just twist away from the stupid tree and throw yourself forward. But do something other than just standing here taking it like you want it, because you don't. You definitely, definitely don't.
Right? You definitely, definitely, definitely don't.
The more definitely, you say definitely, definitely, the more you don't mean it. Like, I'm absolutely going to start my diet tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Definitely don't. Definitely, definitely don't.
Kim's determination and denial might have been a bit more convincing if it weren't for that hesitant, questioning little voice.
If we weren't right 16 pages into thoughts. The story.
It's known as a question mark. As it was, she could no longer be sure if the dull, heavy lethargy she was still trying to throw off was the only reason she wasn't fighting back against Chico as much as she could have, and the fact that her rock-hard, throbbing cock was finally starting to spurt out little dribbles of clear, slippery slime from its tip didn't exactly help matters either.
Okay, so real fast, rock-hard, throbbing... What word immediately comes to mind following those descriptors?
Cock.
Okay.
Rock.
Rotary chicken. Saw.
Chicken.
Okay, keep going, Devin.
She had experience with the sensations of her currently treacherous female excitement. Huh? She had experience with the sensations of her currently treacherous female excitement, but that bouncing, bobbing bar of stiff, aching arousal was just too alien for her to get a good handle on it yet, especially with the way she could feel those little emissions crawling their way down her bulging urethra.
That's the end.
Ah, cool. We're getting back to the like story.
No.
Crawling their way down her bulging urethra from somewhere deep inside her, somewhere that she'd never even had until today. A steady, oozing stream urged onward by the gentle, rhythmic contact of Shigo's sleek, tightly defined groin against the sharp fit curves of her taut, athletic ass. Wait, what?
She can do cheerleading things.
It's saying what we're all thinking.
Kim's eyes widened as she finally noticed what was going on. Her observant assailant
gave voice to the sudden
realization. Well, would you look at that? Shigo purred into Kim's ear.
Never ever make that purring voice ever again. My penis just receded so far inside my body it came out my butthole.
Do it right now.
It hurt the hell out of my throat. I'm not sure I could do it again.
Good.
Seems your ass to have stout and relaxed in record time.
Come back, cock!
Looks like you really can do something or do anything.
Shigo's hot, heavy voice turned growling and aggressive.
Now, observe the power of this fully operational Bratta station.
I was actually going to say, now find the halflings.
Now, tell me how good it feels to have all of me inside you, Kimmy.
Steve Van Sickly?
No, never!
Kim cried out vehemently. To her deep disgrace, it was only a denial of intent, rather than truth. As much as she despised herself for feeling it, as much as she despised her slick, depraved sick. Rival, all the her sick, depraved rival, all the more for making
she is pretty slick though.
Her feel it, having very nearly the entire length of Shago's huge, monstrous cock buried deep inside the hot, slippery sheath of her perfectly stuffed pussy was the most incredible thing Kim Possible had ever felt in her entire life.
You know, I have to say, the way you pronounced it made me think of her penis as a tire.
Welcome to Outback Steakhouse. Would you like to try the perfectly stuffed pussy?
With a side of cock tire.
We've changed the name. It's actually referred to as the Bloomin' Onion now.
You know, I was at an Outback once, and they gave me the history of the blooming onion. They're like, yeah, it comes from like a farm in Connecticut where these onions are specifically genetically engineered for fucking edibility or some shit. I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat. Can I have my fucking fried-ass onion, please?
I went to Outback once, and I got fucked by a Fuda, but, you know.
Hey, man, that must be a good Outback. You know. Where was that at again? Just for, you know, reference, so I don't ever go there.
Asking for a friend. Need to know by Friday.
Yeah, I just need to know where it's at so I cannot go there.
Yeah, I'll send you a message later. She loved how that stiff, simmering bar of erect, heated flesh.
It's not an adjective I thought we'd get, but okay.
Simmering, yeah.
How that
simmer
stiff,
your erect, heated simmering for 10 minutes bar until of erect, the cup has congealed flesh a little around it.
Simmer your expectations, maybe.
No, that's doing too much. She loved how that stiff, simmering bar of erect, heated flesh filled her up with just the right hint of teeth itching discomfort.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It turns out that Shigo had gonorrhea. The end.
Loved the wonderful.
Oh, no. It's like vagina dentata. She heard the teeth of her vagina are itching.
Drinking, god damn it. Loved how that wonderful way each long sliding withdrawal left her yearning for yet another dominant thrust to fill up the sudden emptiness within her again. Loved how that strange alien gland sent a sultry surge of hot, heady pleasure washing through her naked, exposed body each time it strout the length of her shivering insides with every last bit of its strange, swollen shape. Loved the sharp, streaking bolts of electric ecstasy its thick girth pulled out of the furiously engorged head of her cute pinky finger-sized clit every time the smooth, slick shaft caressed her sensitive nub on its way back inside her.
This story is so boring, I want to go watch golf.
Hey man, the Masters was this weekend, you should have come down.
God help her.
Oh, coincidentally, the next fic that we've got up is Tiger Woods fic.
Are you for God serious? Because I'm out if it is.
God help her. She even loved the way having the tall, aggressive Amazon's mutant cock inside her made her own rigid, throbbing shaft and tight, distended glands ache with an exquisitely sharp sense of excitement and need.
No, that's just the tree bark.
The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel.
If you say so, after all, I can't wait.
Shago grinned wickedly as she started to sing softly.
Why is Shago either Gollum or Strong Mad?
Strong Mad.
Strong Gollum.
Strong Gollum.
He's dying.
Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now you will all say that you want to be free, but you'll come running back. You'll come running back to me.
Great, we didn't even have to do a musical interlude.
Hooray.
That wasn't the only thing Shago did, however, as she stood up straighter while she was singing, leaving off her gentle oral attentions to Kim's back and her not-so-gentle pawing of the teenager's perky little breasts. Also, she could grab the redhead's sexy, slender waist with a forceful, uncompromising two-handed grip.
The uncompromising two-handed grip.
Hey, it's a plus 32 actual grip.
You can't compromise on your two-handed grips of sexy, slender waists of redheads.
Do you suffer from compromising two-handed grips?
Then ate my new turducken, because I'm John Madden, apparently.
I get paid in cold cuts.
Dave, you made that joke yesterday.
I know I did, but I'm okay with that.
It's fine.
But for now,
The glistening, sweat-slicked Amazon boldly announced,
"Let's see what we can really do now that you've loosened up, princess!"
With that, Shago steadily increased the speed and intensity of her broad, rocking hips until she was thrusting away at a far more primal...
Warp 11, Captain!
...than a sensual one. With the big, beautiful muscles of her compact, curvaceous ass flexing away in deep, delicious contractions that had the sleek wedge of her well-defined groin making firm, regular contact with the sharp, sensual curves of Kim's smaller but definitely just as solid and well-developed backside.
It's like Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine riding porn.
Oh.
Yeah, David, we're back to you, buddy. I know, it's so exciting, right?
No, don't worry. The first sentence sums up this whole episode.
Wow, this is actually a lot of work.
Yeah.
Shago thought to herself as she stroked her weird, pleasure-choked glands against the sultry slickness of Kim's wonderfully tight enveloping insides, sending endless waves of intense gratification rolling through her body with each and every long, sliding plunge and sublime sucking withdrawal of her stiff, sensitive cock.
Yeah.
Of course, the pale, exotic beauty was no stranger to the hard work of if it meant a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way the dull, fiery ache starting up in her tensed hamstrings, rhythmically pumping buttocks, and to a lesser extent, her rippling, beautifully defined stomach muscles added an absolutely divine counterpart to all the heady counterpoint. Fucking balls.
Never.
Counterpoint to all the heady delight coming from her throbbing quack. Shago's primely fuck.
No, that's not what it's written.
Oh, I'm well aware. Primal instincts screamed that this particular payoff was worth any amount of effort. So with that in mind, the tall muscular Amazon flexed her thick, shapely legs and bent her knees slightly, all so that she could add just... Shoot, I just lost my vision. Just a bit more of the rocking of her broad, sturdy hips, increasing the aggression of her thrust while still maintaining the same moderate ass-tamping pace.
Ass-tamping?
That might be the hottest piece of literature ever, right there.
Just ass-tamping pace she was currently fucking Kim with. Meanwhile, in an increasingly wide-eyed, gaping Kim Possible was still trying to come to grips with the changing circumstances of Shigo's endless, and this is endless, erotic assault on her tight young body and all of its most responsive intimate places. First,
David,
there had been a rush of white hot fury over her assailant's smug, utterly conceited assurance that Kim would admit that she was feeling fucking beans.
No, that's denial, not anger.
Hold on, I gotta take another drink because I said fucking beans.
Fuck beans.
That would be more exciting.
I would never fuck beans. It's weird.
It'd be better than this
fact. Fuck you, Shago. I will never say that in a million years, you fucking non-comma-using bitch.
After that, there was a fucking God.
There's no God here, Dave.
I know.
Where only is food your
God now? There is no God.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes to see.
After that, there was a sudden shock of her brain trying to reset to, "We're sorry, but no one is available to take your call right now. Semicolon, please try again later." When Shago jacked up the intensity of her fucking without any real warning or build-up. Fortunately, and slightly cross-eyed, Kim was able to fight off the dizzying urge to abandon herself entirely to the sultry, pervasive pleasure washing through her trembling teenage body in endless heady waves that her stiff cock drooling out a steady, substantial stream of clear, slippery slime, some leaky fire hose.
I think that's isn't that like some sort of STD disorder or whatever?
Something a jar of mayonnaise.
Why are you talking about fisting jars of mayo?
What is
because going it's hotter on than this fic?
You know, it's Devon. Devon's always fisting jars of mayo, that wacky guy.
Oh. It's my hobby.
Then.
Then. there was the fact that even if she would never say it, not only was she actually feeling it, but she was feeling it so much more now that Shigo had started fucking her with far more vigorous efforts than slow, sensual ones. And it wasn't just the sudden, supremely intoxicating increase in the ecstasy she was feeling from having her pussy pumped by that big, freakish cock inside her, either. The steady beat of her smooth, firm groin against the solid swells of her tightly toned, well-developed butt spoke to Kim's primal instincts far more than she ever would have dreamed possible. The gentle impacts igniting primitive, potent carnal desires that pounded through her every steamy, swirling thought in her head, shouting at just how good and right she was feeling. Fucking, she was feeling.
Yes.
What she was feeling was. I forgot the what. What she was feeling was, in fact, if anything, she wanted those broad, curvy hips smacking into her ass even harder. And so that she could really feel the deep, heavy thump of the impact throughout her entire body, from her teeth right down to their curling toes.
Oh, God. Why does she have to be so good at this?
Unlike the author.
Kim lamented in her head, God, why does she have to be so good at this? Because it's
God.
It's totally wrong, sick, and so not spanking that having Chico's big, long, hard.
Chico's great big.
I said great big. Great big, long, hard, completely amazing. Yes, amazing. God damn it. I fucking said it, and I fucking hate it, but it's fucking amazing.
Chicken.
Cock inside of me is the most incredible, unbelievably satisfying thing I've ever felt in my entire fucking life. And I've eaten at Wendy's.
She's had a triple Baconator.
And you never say anything's more satisfying than a triple Baconator, Dave. You never say that.
I know, dude. That's why I don't say that. Because I'm fucking... I know what's up. I don't
crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
I'm no, the one that, who's supposed...
Fuck that plebeian-ass sandwich, right, man. Get a triple right. Baconator.
I'm the one who's supposed to be reading and be able to do anything, damn it.
God, so, I want a triple Baconator right now.
So how is it that she knows how to use that freaky, dinky dick of hers at a professional dick. Level? You know, I'd love to see that. I would love to see that listed on somebody's LinkedIn profile. I am a professional wielder of a freaky, dinky dick.
Well, just go to my LinkedIn page.
Professional level.
Steve-O, I thought you already had me on LinkedIn.
How the hell does she know how to move that thing inside me so well? What is she? Are her insides like spelunky?
No, she just watched a lot of gay porn.
I can just imagine that she's so loose by this point, you need to put on a mining helmet before you go in there.
Oh, could you know?
If a woman is always right, who wins in a lesbian argument?
Both. America.
Everyone.
Yay.
To do me just the way I like it. When I didn't even know how I liked it before today. And I like it!
No.
Oh, God, do I ever like it! Fuck yeah! Oh, give it to me just like that, Shego! Fuck me just like that.
Guy.
Give it to me, Ego Waffle.
Steve-O's neighbors are like, damn it, they're at it again.
It's okay, because he doesn't live close to anybody anymore.
No, I really don't. So it's like, well, still the neighbors, but they're farther away.
Yeah.
No, wait! Kim shook her head sharply, trying to clear her increasingly lust-muddled thoughts, even as endless waves of sweet, sensual ecstasy continued to wash through her. You've got to fight it! Can't give in to those urges. Got to resist. Resist
got to hold
giving
on.
In. Resist giving Shigo the satisfaction that a true Saiyan, no matter how much damn satisfaction that twisted bitch is giving you.
I'm Saiyan Prince!
But that was Kim's problem. By now, a very large and largely subconscious primal part of her didn't want to resist. Ah, Stockholm Syndrome.
It's not subconscious. Right now? It's not subconscious. She's, like, spent a big paragraph just
her
up there.
Her id, ego, and superhero are having a hot tub party with her libido. It wanted to revel in the sheer, unmitigated carnal delight of being fucked with such hot, pulse-pounding, thought-scrambling, primeval passion.
There's a really exciting, pulse-pounding Moonti Eve pod race now on sale.
You know one of those cars that all the clowns come out of? I'm just imagining a parade of dildos coming out.
It's her vagina is a clown car. Of being dildos. Mounted and taken out in the middle of nowhere like the horny, rutting beast her ecstasy-laden instincts were screaming at her to become. And maybe given the recent additions to some of those subliminal impulses, do a little fucking of her own as well. It also
did you ever play the Star Wars Episode 1 game?
N64 atrocity?
No, that was the pod racer game. I'm talking
about. I love the pod racer game, man.
Everyone loves the pod racer game.
Yes, I have, David. I barely remember it, but I know I did play another Star Wars game on N64.
Oh, you mean Shadows of the Empire?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Isn't that generally considered the good one?
That is, and it's like the Empire strikes the Jedi.
The point of this one is that Star Wars Episode 1 The Phantom Menace was the greatest Star Wars game ever made because you could go around murdering everybody as Qui-Gon Jinn. And then Anakin Skywalker would be like, I'm not going to join a murderer like you!
Murder, murder, murder.
That's the funny part is that, yes, he totally ended up becoming a murderer like you.
It also didn't help that Kim was feeling almost
become a murderer like you.
No sense of violation like over Shigo's perplexingly and inexplicably courteous raping of her.
Inexplicably courteous raping.
Why did you have to go and say that?
Yes, it had autonomic arousal aside, still started out as a near substance absolute no. So that meant it was definitely rape, right?
Autonomic arousal tonight on the Lifetime Network.
To be sure, there was plenty of mortification over what had been done to her, from being stripped down to nothing more than her bare skin and a pair of socks, to being given an unwanted sex organ.
I think it was actually torture, David.
Fuck she me. Had... I just imagined the Phantom of the Sex Organ.
I'm pretty sure it exists. The guy's playing with his wiener.
And then the Phantom goes to the door and it's a delivery of an organ. He's like, I didn't order this shit. And the immediate involuntary male orgasm that had come along with it to being hunted like an animal for hours on end. Then there was equal embarrassment stemming from how she was reacting to what Shigo was doing to her right now. And
despised, hunted like an animal.
Oof. Meow.
Captain Planet?
No, that was Bela Lugosi.
And, of course, ooh, there was the more usual fury and outrage she felt over the thought of her twisted rival besting her, like this or any other way, but aside from the innate ire she felt over her own reactions and inability to resist and defeat the other woman, like she usually did, honestly, Kim didn't really seem to have much of a problem with the six specifics of what Shigo was doing.
Breathe. Please.
Isn't Kim Possible supposed to be a feminist thing?
Anything. She thought a legit typo.
It anything.
She thought it was a whole lot better than getting smashed in the face by a flaming green fist, having a dainty yet iron hard foot buried in her gut, or getting blasted by a writhing bolt of unstoppable concussive force. Still not something she wanted to happen, but definitely nicer than the alternative, Roy.
It's not the best endorsement of something when you say that it's better than being pummeled by a flaming green fist.
Hadouken. Roy, 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 Roy.
Asshole.
Logan, can you take Roy's
turn? Buzz, 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 buzz,
stingy,
stingy. Hey!
Hey.
You know what I've noticed about this fanfic?
Hey!
It's way too much information.
Let Logan read, please!
No, I'm good. I don't need to read anymore.
As opposed to some other ones we've read, but you don't get enough information. It's just stuff like, you know, this continued for another 15 min.
Well,
here you get far too much information.
Oh, you want to hear me now? Okay.
I want to hear you, bro. I want to hear you right now. Put your words in my ear hole.
Ew.
I'm starting at You Can't Rape the Willing.
Yes.
Oh, God. No, no long. Don't read that logs. No.
Too bad.
You can't rape the willing. And just like that, mere thought of that one stupid, silly statement she'd read once or twice on the internet and heard in a school a few times, Kim lost all the hard-fought gains she'd made over the last few months, you know, working out in the gym. Ending right back at square
that was a dumb joke, Logs.
With her base, primal instincts, and apparently far more powerful than a basic average girl's sex drive, doing battle with every other part of her that wanted nothing more to do more than to stop Shego, preferably to by laying a beatdown on the other woman that would have her seeing stars for days, if not months. Stupid, sexy Shego with her stupid milk cock and all her stupid super sex skills. Kim whined in her head and bit her lip helplessly as another stronger wave of pleasure washed through her like a hot, heady flush across her entire sweaty, sleek, athletic frame, while misty tears of frustration gathered in the corners of her eyes. It may have been just the faintest of starts, but the redhead still recognized the signs that she was building towards orgasm. Digging her fingers into the rough bark of the tree, she desperately tried to concentrate on her deep, erratic breathing, determined not to give Shago the satisfaction of hearing her panting, or worse, having...
She hasn't had an orgasm yet, even though 6 or 7 federal holidays have passed.
Or worse, having her currently... Though this time, for altogether different reasons, weak-kneed legs give out on her. Isn't she propped up against a tree? Unfortunately for Kim, after years of intimate life-and-death struggles with the redhead, fighting at a level where it was the first opponent who made a mistake that likely lost, as opposed to the winner actually outfighting him, Shago could read her young rival like an open book, just like Kim could with her. And this was no exception, even with the pale, aggressive Amazon's general unfamiliarity with these particular signs and signals.
Oh, yeah! That's it, you pretty little goody-two-shoes! Now you're getting into it!
A second later, when Shago felt a sudden increase in the steady streaks of sensual satisfaction shooting up into her head from her peculiar... pleasure-soaked cock as she continued to caress her mutant glands with every inch of Kim's slight, tight, sultry cunt.
Ew.
Along with an intense, driving urge to start stroking that cock even faster inside her defenseless teenage rival. The glistening, sweat-soaked beauty grinned a wicked, rueful grin and added,
"And so am I, a very..."
Thank is you, it just me, or is the word cunt end a sentence kind of like hitting a cement parking barrier?
It is like hitting a cement parking barrier. There's too many consonants in that word. Fortunately, Shago had her resilient, unswerving determination and her magic mantra to get control of herself once more, clawing back those instincts and clamping down on her out-of-control pleasure until she managed to rein everything in again. She was the one in control here. And Kim was going to bend to her, not the other way around. And especially not by making her come over the mere thought of her redhead rival's increasing ecstasy. That was for sure. No, it was definitely going to be the other way around. At least this time.
Davin.
Speaking of which, Shigo's lips twisted into a far more nefarious, sinful smile as she leaned in a little closer to Kim, while continuing to fuck her nubile young rival energetically, the big rippling mounds of her deliciously curvaceous ass burning pleasantly from the erotic exertion of their smooth rhythmic pumping.
Erotic? This guy ran out of synonyms like fucking 3 pages ago.
Yep.
And yet he uses them anyway.
Mirroring the soft ache in the sexy, well-defined muscles of her powerfully thick, tense thighs. Ah, yeah, that's it, Kimmy. You're definitely starting to get into it now, aren't you? Shigo growled with a soft, sultry burr.
Burr.
Her smile only growing when the redhead gave a sharp little meep, but otherwise remained silent. Damn it.
Meep!
Meep.
Meep.
All right. Meep, meep.
But otherwise remained silent, clearly afraid of what she might say if she opened her mouth to speak. But hey, I think someone's being left out now, aren't they? After another short pause, the pale, exotic beauty grinned evilly as she cryptically concluded, "What is with the alliteration? Well then, I suppose I really should do something about that now, shouldn't I?" Kim honestly had no idea what Shigo was talking about, but despite everything that was happening, with all the heady sensations rolling through her jumbled, feverish thoughts, she still fixated on it, if for no other reason than the sudden silence instead of further elaboration from her tormentor got on her nerves. Though the looming sense of worry that grew with each passing second of ignorance certainly helped keep her focused as well. Then, a few seconds later, after Shigo raised her right hand up to her pretty black lips and spit all the saliva she'd been quietly gathering in her mouth into her palm, the shocked redhead knew exactly what the older woman's words had meant as Shigo quickly reached around Kim's narrow waist, grabbed onto the teenager's hot, hard, horny cock.
the hot horde horny cock.
And started jerking him off with firm, insistent, steady strokes of her surprisingly deft hand the moment she latched onto it. Kim's eyes bugged out of her head as she gasped long and hard, the endless inhalation seeming to go on forever as her already heavily burdened mind was quickly overwhelmed by the sharp, sudden streaks of exquisite ecstasy coming from the sensitive, swollen head of her stiff, throbbing cock. The supreme satisfaction Shego's demanding fingers and palm gave her as the fierce, domineering Amazon.
The palm fingers.
Rubbed every last bit of Kim's glands all at once, with her not-so-gently clenched rolling fist every few seconds before going back to swiftly stroking the whole of the redhead's thick, rock-hard, somewhat longer-than-average shaft. And the cute pink mushroom head that capped it was utterly indescribable.
Which she just described.
Which are
yeah. a B cup. Her penis was... head, which was a B cup.
It certainly wasn't as strong as anything her clit had ever given her over the many, many years she'd been taking care of her not inconsiderable needs by masturbating, but that lower intensity made the still notably potent pleasure even better, somehow, as her ability to take more of the sensations coming out of her cock lent them a certain driving focus, allowing her to push and devour that maddeningly insistent gratification without having to hold back even a little. Which was good because there was no way she could have ever endured such a constant flow of firm, rough, eager contact with her clit without its
without it dying a swift death.
It's literally killed somebody on the podcast today. Gross. Hope you're happy, kids.
Without it quickly flipping straight through pleasure to become something entirely not, but her cock. Her cock simply loved it.
I love it!
And it's Steve Van Sickle's turn!
If this author collaborated with the author of Zelda Swallowed by a Snake, it would be nothing but adjectives and adverbs. And nothing else. Oh my god.
So I unpacked my adjectives.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Which
oh
fucking
my
longer is
fucking
this?
God.
Big Bang Theory is on!
Oh no.
Kim's final unthinking bellow over having her new cock pleasured by the capable caresses of Shago's sublime, swiftly stroking fingers split not only the relative calm of the clearing, but the entire forest for a mile or more in all directions, startling birds to flight and small animals to bolting runs or sudden absolute stillness, all while larger ones paused and took note that man, or in this case, woman, was in the wilds this day.
I mean, what's the deal with cocks on women?
The rapturous redhead didn't notice any of that, however. She was too busy clawing at the rough bark of the oak tree in front of her, hard enough to rip her fingernails out if they hadn't been trimmed blunt to her fingertips. Too busy trying to figure out her balance as she started squeezing the solid, sexy muscles of her taut, gorgeously rounded bubble butt in delicious, rhythmic little contractions so she could thrust her cock forward like it was howling at her to
Woof.
Do.
Woof.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Too busy having her inexperienced head filled with the single-minded, utterly intoxicating urge to come. Now that her newly acquired masculine instincts had finally been fully awoken by the pervasive, pulsating pleasure in her wonderfully stiff, erect cock. The no longer entirely unwanted fail of Shago's weird, enormous...
You said fail.
Oh. No longer entirely unwanted feel of Shago's weird, enormous erection sliding in and out of her perfectly packed pussy like some hot, fleshy, unstoppable piston would have eventually made her cum. But the sensation the assertive Amazon's commanding hand were pulling out of... the swollen head and aching shaft of her throbbing ecstasy-inundated cock made her want to come, really, made her want to come like never before. Fuck, 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 fuck!
It wasn't really words running through the rutting redhead's fevered thoughts, but rather an increasingly all-consuming imperative pounding up from the deepest, darkest, most primordial parts of her mind. Parts that she hadn't even until... God damn it! Parts that she hadn't even had until early this morning either. Even so, Kim's disjointed thoughts still held a bit of coherency to them, albeit of an entirely different nature and intent than that of a mere minute ago.
At least, like, 5 pages ago.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fucking God, yeah, that feels great. So fucking great. Yeah, yeah. Sweet Jesus, yeah. Holy fucking Christ, that's good. So fucking good. Oh, you're so fucking good at this, Shago. I don't care that it's you anymore. Just don't stop doing that.
Steve, can I get like a recording of your voice to play when I am having sex? Because goddamn, your dirty talk is just on point.
Don't you dare stop doing that, you vindictive bitch. Yeah, that's it. Rub my cock, Shago. Rub it really good. Keep rubbing it till I come. Please make me come, Shago. Please. Oh, God, I gotta come so bad.
Okay, he's gotta reached the sarcasm singularity where I can't tell if he's serious or not.
You're gonna make me come soon, Shago. Gonna make me come hard. Oh, God, I'm gonna come so hard. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just a little
more, Shago. Okay, podcast over, Val. Let's go to the bedroom.
Yeah, just a little bit more. You'll finally be able to make me come like you want. Oh, fuck. I want to
There's like half mast and full mast. I'm at quad mast.
Oh, fuck. I want to come.
David, you get to go.
Do I now?
At the same time, from her place behind the thwit fleck teenager, oh god damn it, I have a control F in front of me. Shago grinned evilly, even as it took everything she had to not push herself to orgasm and come hot and hard like a fierce erupting firehead deep inside the overwhelmed redhead. Kim's reaction to the reach around had been exactly what the sleek, glistening Amazon had wanted, and she reveled in the obvious sign that the teenager was finally starting to break. If only just a little, the pale, wicked villain had no silly delusions that her tenacious, willful rival would fail to recover, because I said that correctly, failed to recover from the temporary loss of control having her cock stroked for the first time had brought.
Filling her fine, serrate fallopian flapjacks.
No, this is going to take a lot more than a single hand job to put an annoyingly feisty teenage foe in her place. It was for sure. And most importantly, once again, it was a matter of her making Kim lose any and all restraint, not the only way around. Shago refused to let the redhead's reaction push her over the edge even a little. She'd come when she was damn good and ready to come, not a single second sooner.
Okay.
Of course, that intent was easier said than done, because right now, Shiga was pretty damn close to exploding into orgasm, whether she wanted to or not. The feel of Kim's hot, hard cock in her hand as she stroked the full length of her rival's deliciously thick, baby-smooth shaft was just wonderful, and her excitement only grew as she felt a short-lived lubricant of her own spit quickly being replaced by copious amounts of thick, slippery slam. Fucking God. Ugh.
Yes.
I'm just imagining childhood memories of playing with Floam.
Our Nickelodeon gack.
Yes. I had the popcorn-scented one.
Popcorn-scented one? The thick, slippery slime.
Slippery slime coming from the affiliate girls, drew spreading head of the teenager's excited, ecstasy-filled organ. All those accelerating sensations were simply murder. Combine
murder when combined with the waves of pleasure washing through her firm, the strange, sensitive head of her own far more monstrous cock. She had been fucking Kim at a nice steady pace for quite some time now, like 7 or 8 pages, and the endless simulation of her thrusting herself into the slippery, sucking depths of that sweet, sultry, amazingly tight teenager. Fucking teenage. Quant! had the engorged flesh of her broad, flaring glands as eager and responsive as it could get. That was before Kim had started squeezing the taut, compact muscles of her sexy, athletic ass so she could instinctively hump away at Shigo's practice pumping fist as well.
Dragon Ball Z.
If her more or less virginal rivalry had only known what she was doing and been in the right frame of mind to do it, she could have easily flipped the tables on her excited captor had the tall exotic Amazon coming like a racehorse. Again, same simile, before she even realized it.
Brought to you by the author of I Was a Teenage Cum Dumpster.
I Was a Teenage Cum Dumpster. Starring Michael Landon. Fortunately for Shago, Kim didn't really know what she was doing, so the older woman was, well, not easily, but definitively able to keep herself under control despite the occasional unexpected spike of sensation brought about by Kim's movements. But to be sure, Shago was venting an occasional uncontrolled grunt of throaty excitement. And breathing heavily, if not as raggedly as Kim, and tickling little rivulets of sweat first, I don't have to drink, were sliding down her every athletic inch of her shapely, perfectly defined, magnificently muscled Amazonian frame until the droplets grew large enough to fall away from her sleek, creamy, tea-green skin. All while the thick swells of her curvy inner thighs were just as slick with the runoff of from her gushing cunt as they were from her sweat. But she was in control. They really got to drive this point home. Hey, Steve, did you know that she was in control?
No. I didn't realize she was in control. I thought she was letting Jesus drive.
But she was in control.
Okay. Take the wheel, Jesus!
It also helped that she found it took just a bit more concentration than she would have thought to jerk off the now undeniably horny, worked up teenager in front of her while simultaneously fucking her. Kind of like rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time, only in the same direction. Thrusting, thrusting, thrusting. Boom.
Wide cracked Stuntman. Thus it was... No, I can't do that the whole time.
That became strong mad very quickly.
That would hurt so badly to do that the whole time.
I'm cracked stunning! I'm from the cheat show!
Thus it was that only a few short moments after Kim gave voice to her uncontrolled, bellowing, forest-wide exclamation of ecstasy!
Woof.
I'm drinking for woof! Shigo grinned ear to ear and in a loud, slightly raged or ragged... That's ragged. That's ragged. Responded.
Yajirobe.
I said it before, and I'll say it again, princess. You really should Oh, I'm sorry. You really should keep it down if you don't want to risk anyone wandering across us now, shouldn't you? At that exact point in time, Kim would have agreed to pretty much anything Shigo asked of her, would have said anything the older woman wanted her to say, hell, would have gladly sold her soul to the assertive Amazon.com.
Just please, Shigo, put it in my butt.
With prime free 2-day delivery.
I had 2 bean burritos at Taco Bell, but it's okay.
It's going to make my lib.
That's like taking a pin to a balloon. Just so long as her twisted rival kept stroking those sublime streaks of icy electric pleasure from the stiff, erect length of her aching staff. No, I mean cock.
Her tantalizingly tangled taint.
Until she finally climaxed from all the throbbing, pulsating gratification that was filling up her fat, fully engorged gland. Okay, you know what? Drink for glands. Seriously. Yep. I'm going to retroactively institute the drink for glands rule.
Look, dude, if we retroactively drink for glands, we're going to die of 3.0 alcohol.
No, blood. That would be retroactively drink for italics.
A new high score.
Bill Cosby's not popular
new
anymore.
Record! Glands to the bursting point and unfortunately still not quite beyond. Also, unfortunately, that would have required her to have been able to think about something other than coming. And right now, her thankfully, mercifully, wonderfully fast approaching orgasm was more or less the only thing on her bliss-swamped brain, so Kim kept biting her lower lip while moaning and groaning and venting the occasional, admittedly less echoing, but nonetheless little, loud little, oh God! A few minutes later...
Yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes. Just like seven pages.
How would you like some Jell-O pudding with a roofie in it?
I would like that. I would like that very much. It would make
would
me
you
suck.
Like a roofie colada?
Just as Kim was starting to hit the edge of the orgasm. Edge? We're only just now to the edge of the orgasm. Really?
Yes.
She's
that sounds like it could be the title of the next James Bond movie. The no, Edge that, of Orgasm.
It's the porn version of Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes! Yes, 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 yes. I love it. Just every time you come, time resets. She's so,
no.
She's so desperately craved. Both of the firm, muscular, hard-bodied young women found themselves suddenly turning their now wide-eyed gazes to the right of the clearing weir, as if summoned by Shigo's prophetic words, the now finally loud enough to penetrate their distracted awareness. All one dash. Sounds of crashing, rustling branches, snapping twigs, and soft feminine curses resolve themselves into the tumbling, attractive form of a well-tanned young woman sprawling onto her face as the thick, leafy bushes she was forcing her way through suddenly gave way to nothing at all before her. What the fuck am I reading?
Feels like I'm giving away nothing at all.
You said bush.
Kim's eyes were definitely much wider than Shigo's as she took in the undeniably sexy athletic frame of the newcomer clad in a matching outfit of black and purple running shorts. And
a new challenger appears.
And outerwear sports bra, the tight clinging cotton look. Oh no, there's a third person joining.
When did that happen?
Just now.
It could have happened seven pages ago and we wouldn't know.
Clinging cotton looking like it had been spray painted onto her teeth.
Pretty much.
That is a fucking tongue twister. Lean, tawny frame. While her stumbling feet were covered by a pair of dirty, once high-end high tops, just like I coated my monitors in spittle just now. That must have cost as much as the top-tier iPod clipped to her waistline.
iPod?
Gigi says, Bonnie or Monique? Taking all bets, Bonnie or Monique?
Steve Jobs is rotating in his grave at 4,600 RPM.
Because it's his hard drive
speed.
That's
a great quote, disambiguity. A second later, the startled redhead had far more pertinent things on her mind, as instead of immediately sucking all of the erotic energy out of her and making her go soft in Shigo's hand like it would have for most people, the sudden shock of fear and abject humiliation at the unexpected appearance of a witness to her shameful state, and more importantly, the sharp, surging spike of adrenaline those feelings brought with them short-circuited her brain and triggered an explosion. No, a far more
boom.
Abrupt, oh, explosive orgasm in boom. Her that she would boom. Have otherwise oh. reached boom. If it
See,
had.
See, here's a guy who, when he gets caught having sex with his girlfriend in the bushes, she has an orgasm. Boom!
If it hadn't been for the unanticipated, clumsy arrival of the unknown newcomer. Oh my god, you're gonna summon you are gonna summon an eldritch god with this next line. Logan, summon.
It ends up being Randy Savage.
God damn it.
I'll do it.
Okay, have fun.
Cthulhu.
Ugh. The raw, guttural, growling grunt tore its way from the climaxing redhead's throat as she felt an intense bolt of ecstasy rip up into her head from her throbbing glands. All while the strange, pulsating contraction occurred somewhere deep inside her groin, some seemingly coming from right above her tightly packed inner sheath. A split second later, her cock throbbed again, sending another blast of orgasmic pleasure through her even as she felt the alien sensations of something inside her contracted again. Only this time, she also felt the hot, itching rush of something jetting through her insides and up the length of her cock as that stiff, aching organ of the ultimate carnal delight released a short spurt of pearly white cum. Tearing her horrified gaze away from the newcomer, the rapturous redhead looked down at her cock just as the next wave of pulsating pleasure hammered into her. Her eyes still wide as she saw her first full, thick, strong stream of cum erupt from the twip of her swollen, bliss-filled glands. The long ribbon of white slime gracefully arcing through space before abruptly splattering against the rough, dry bark of the tree trunk a few feet away from her.
Phew! Fuck it! This feels way too good to stop!
It was an even more imperative when the coherent thought that shot through Kim's head an instant later, even as the latest pulse of the potent pleasure from her ejaculating cock released another long spurting eruption of cum into the air. Not that she could have stopped what was happening, mind you.
Wait. Are you doing Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem?
I think yes. That's Randy Savage.
Dr. Randy Savage.
No. You're doing the house band from the Muppets.
Not that it was... Nah, shit. Not that she could have stopped what was happening, mind you. Rather, it was a declaration of her complete surrender to the waves of orgasmic bliss thundering through her shuddering, sweat-slicked body from each and every hot, throbbing, cum-pumping explosion of her rapturous, rock-hard cock. She'd worry about what was going on after she experienced every last bit of the irresistible, intoxicating euphoria that gripped her before.
Snap into a cum shot.
Again and again, long rhythmic jets of thick, pearly white cum erupted. This is a 7-page orgasm at this point. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
This is the lonesome dove of orgasms.
Seriously. Pleasure-soaked head of Kim's pulsating cock, all while she drowned herself in the pounding ecstasy of her first real male orgasm, which just kept going and going. Clearly, this person's never had a male
energizer.
Orgasm.
It just kept going and going.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, this person's never had a male orgasm before because it's like 8 seconds long and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
but
and then you,
haven't
then you ask
we
the girl
already,
to make a sandwich.
Then you turn
haven't
on
we already,
Center.
It's not how
like,
it goes.
Saw that. Like, it takes for 5 seconds of sex, you have like 7 pages.
Anyway, 5 seconds of sex later. Until it looked like someone had shoved a paintbrush into a bucket of glistening light white and slime and slopped it on a broad 3-foot-long swath of the stuff down the center of the otherwise dry, cracked, gray-brown tree trunk in front of her.
Delicious.
It was only then. It's only when the duration of Kim's cum-spurting satisfaction started to creep up past 5 times that the normal male orgasm that she finally felt the heated, gripping bliss of her climax start to ebb. The sharp, steady waves. This guy, okay, real quick, I gotta stop myself because this guy does not know how to end a fucking sentence.
Nope.
I'm serious.
Nope.
Like, he's just like, fucking commas! That'll be great!
Yeah, well, I welcome to, like, the beginning of the story.
Fucking God, ugh! Hate it. Steady waves of delight swiftly fading away, even as her once fierce, far-flying streams of semen rapidly lost their strength and volume as well, resulting in the last few feeble, half-hearted ejaculate before leaving her panting and spent as her insides ceased their convulsing pumping, all the while her flaring hips jacked forward spastically with the final few jagged, erratic little stabs of ecstasy that ripped through her. I read. Fuck you guys. I'm done.
I honestly don't have the energy to assign another.
Meanwhile,
logs read. Wild. I command it.
But I'm also confused as to where we are because this fic is so fucking long.
Meanwhile, from her place behind Kim.
Meanwhile, from her place behind Kim.
That's not that show. It's Super Friends.
Shut up.
Not get good.
Dr. Teeth.
Chego had a far less intense, but no less interesting reaction to the stumbling arrival of the gorgeous newcomer. I spaced out super hard. What the fuck's going on?
There was apparently a third person in the show who was wearing a sports bra and just showed up. It's Randy Savage in a sports bra.
Oh, is it the tan?
With an iPod.
Sort of like a Mexican one?
Wait, no, it said sports bar.
Oh, did it say sports bar?
Wow. I totally
did it
that.
Really?
Yes, it did.
First of all, unlike Kim, being taken almost completely by surprise and nearly having the shit scared out of her caused a far more customary reaction in Chego, taking quite a bit of wind out of her sails, to say the least. Not, mind you, that the burst of sharp, icy, heart-skipping-a-beat shocks took all of her carnal excitement with it. Nothing could have done that while she was still stroking the full length of her, admittedly now considerably less, achingly hard alien phallus against the slick, steamy, all-enveloping surfaces of her redheaded rival's wonderfully tight teenage cunt. But her enthusiastic thrust definitely slowed to a notably more distracted pace, to say the very least.
Slow down and get me with a medium pace.
As did her no longer swiftly pumping fist around the thick, slippery shaft and fat, fully engorged head of Kim's pretty pink cock. Then, even as she was still trying to process what was going on, Shago heard the deeply primal sound that ripped its way out of Kim Possible's throat, while at the same time, her adrenaline-enhanced senses swiftly registered the deep, throbbing pulse of faint expansion and hardness within her rival's already rock-solid cock as the rapturous redhead suddenly climaxed in her hand. The teenager's sultry, spasming inner sheath clamped down tight on the shaft of Shago's monstrous dick when the surprisingly strong, previously relaxed mouth of Kim's glistening, pale pink cunt abruptly contracted in fierce, ferocious conjunction with the other rhythmically pumping parts of her new ejaculating insides.
Whenever I hear the cunt, I just imagine cold cuts for some reason.
Wow.
The thought headed, she tore her attention away from the new arrival and refocusing it on Kim, frantically returning to jerking off the teenager's climax and cock as fast as she could now, driving Kim's spiking pleasure even higher as the redhead exploded in her hand, only to stop suddenly as she shifted gears and simply held that stiff, pulsating shaft in her nimble, curling grasp, directing it towards and just letting the redhead rip as Kim ejaculated like crazy. Hyphen.
Beyblade, let her rip.
Though Shago did add an occasional burst of stimulation in the form of a few short, swift strokes for fist every now and then, comma, just to keep her rapturous rival's orgasmic pleasure going full bore through the whole of her unnaturally long, comma, copious cum spewing climax.
Oh my
finally
God.
A fucking period.
Steve, wow. It's never gonna stop.
Get off my porch!
Thanks to all the preparatory masturbation she'd done with her own cock before initiating the sweet, sublimely satisfying reprisal against her infuriatingly heroic teenage adversary, comma, the smirking supervillain knew firsthand that it really was the best of both worlds. Semicolon. All the magnificent and magnificently intense, comma, focused, comma, pumping drive of a male orgasm combined with the wonderfully prolonged, comma, drawn out duration of a female one. Period.
And thus the longest sentence in all of mankind's history came to an end.
Tolstoy finishes
Steve-O
faster than this.
In what the fuck, Steve-O, come back here.
Come back to reality.
Back to life, back to reality.
Whoop, there goes gravity.
Whoops, there goes gravity. Oh, the humanity.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She sneaks around the world from New York to Carolina. She's a sticky finger plug shot.
Hi.
For Berlin down to Belize.
Alas, much to the assertive Amazon's dismay, Kim's hot, throbbing cock wasn't the only thing exploding now, and Shigo felt her own far more freakish dick surge back to full fierce attention inside Kim. The hard, exquisitely sharp pulse of swelling rigidity, brought on by a combination of the strong, steady, squeezing massage, the redhead's clenching cunt was giving to the broad, distended shaft of her enormous erection. Her excitement over Kim finally coming in her hand, and in full humiliating voyeuristic view of the interloper off to their right, no less, the further, much more wicked and decadently perverse little thrill as she got at the idea that same eye-catching hottie's gaze on her own tight, curvy, athletic, and oh-so-gloriously exposed body. As she continued,
was she a hottie with a body, Dev?
This sounds like Comic Snicks, but not with all the technical medical terms, just like alliterations.
Yeah, the alliteration is really starting to bother me.
Only now?
No, it's coming to a distended throbbing head.
Distended throbbing clans, as it were.
Yeah.
As she continued to fuck her young rival while simultaneously jacking her off, and one other thing she could have never anticipated. Shigo could feel Kim coming, not just in her hand as the teenager's stiff, swollen cock throbbed, with each new discharge of cum jetting up her urethra and spurting out into space.
That's what? Powerful.
Wow.
And thus the ejaculation achieves escape velocity. And the world was saved, eh, Fallout Boy?
And that's how Stardust
Seen Siemens blasting off again!
Houston, we have a problem.
Fallout Boy.
We're not doing any more spacewalks for a long, long time.
Silly Seaman, the silly sailor Seaman cannon is very dangerous.
Jiminy Jizzgasms!
We have to fight our way out.
we're done. Let's keep going.
But inside her as well.
Are you ready, Fallout Boy?
David!
The skin of her eager alien phallus picked up the pattering pulsation of ferocious rhythmic contractions coming from somewhere right above Kim's tightly packed cunt. It's like the worst Oscar Mayer commercial ever.
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer cunt dog.
The timing an exact match to the teenager's slippery, squeezing lower mouth as the orgasmic redhead's new plumbing pumped blast after blast of hot cum through her, the surging rush of which Shigo could also feel as that sliding sensation ran down the responsive length of her big, bulging urethra. In short, for the first time ever. Able to experience her infuriating rival's climax through her own rigid, receptive cock was the most amazingly intimate, utterly exciting thing Shigo had ever experienced in her entire life. Oh, fuck yeah! You just keep coming like that all you want, Kimmy! The stray thought flew through the exhilarated Amazon's head even as her broad, sexy hips flew back to thrusting herself into the hot, sucking wetness of Kim's wonderful cunt at the full energetic speed she'd been using before. The big, beautiful mounds of her magnificent ass rippling and bunching deliciously as they pumped away with renewed enthusiasm, all while the sublime, streaking sensations suffusing her weird, pleasure-soaked glands.
Drink for glands!
There's that word again.
Back to their previous ready-to-come-at-a-moment's-notice intensity. In fact, the only reason Shigo didn't let herself off her leash and hammer away at Kim until she climaxed just like the redhead was doing for the past 46 minutes was because she was fairly sure Kim wouldn't even notice, and so she so wanted her annoying adversary to know when she came, especially if it was inside her. So instead, Shigo simply humped a ceaseless stream of lesser ecstasy out of her exquisitely engorged cock as she continued to energetically fuck Kim's firm, enticingly curvy backside, immersing herself in sensual delight as she took in every last little detail of what was going on with her and Kim, until inevitably she felt the final few weeks subdued spurts of ejaculate shoot out of the redhead's thick, throbbing cock.
Steve Van Sickle, for the love of God!
All right.
A moment later, Kim's flaring hips jerked forward suddenly, the lewd twitching movement sharp, erratic, and uncontrolled as Shigo squeezed her fingers tightly around the redhead's stiff shaft and milked the last dregs of warm, slimy semen from the teenager's bulging urethra before pulling her encircling thumb and forefinger all the way up Kim's tender cum-slick dick, scraping it clean and sending a final, icy, piercing bolt of unbearable sensation ripping through the hypersensitive head of that hot throb. Phallus.
Hang on.
Boom!
Scraping?
Yeah, dude.
Imagine like a putty knife.
Oh, God. As Kim started recovering from her orgasm, she came back to herself only to realize that although she was certainly satisfied, the intense pleasure she'd received from her now somewhat flopping, semi-flat, flaccid, from her now somewhat flopping, semi-flaccid, but still technically erect penis hadn't actually relieved her of the other far more feminine excitement coming from between her legs, though it had certainly tamped it down considerably. Even so, she figured it
all it would take was for Shigo to pick up the pace a little while she started rubbing her clit, and she'd be well on her way to a second, far more natural climax. Not that she wanted that, mind you, just that it was interesting to note. Then, before she could order her surprisingly calm now that she'd come thoughts...
Yeah, basically.
God damn it. Then, before she could order her surprisingly calm now that she'd come thoughts any further, the redhead found that she had far more important things in her mind as she felt Shigo lean in a little closer to her, causing her to look back just in time to see the pale, exotic beauty raise her glistening, cum-covered fingers to her sexy, silky black lips and start licking up Kim's semen with her pretty pink tongue. Dark green eyes shimmering with unbridled lust as she lapped the thick, milky coating of salty slime like it was $1,000 an ounce caviar.
Finishing my glass.
That is literally the most unsexy thing you could possibly say in regards to sex.
Yeah, oh my god. That is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in my entire life. And also, like, totally... totally the most ferociously hot thing I've ever seen in my life, too. Oh, holy shit, that's hot.
It's you!
Steve, the feverish, heady
it's
thought...
It's you!
The feverish, heady thought raced through Kim's now wide-eyed head, filling her slippery, sweat-soaked body with quivering excitement. Maybe it wouldn't take as much as she figured it would to make her come again. And maybe, just maybe, if she twisted around just a little bit more, she might be able to entice Shago into kissing her with those wet, glossy, cum-smeared lips of hers. Fortunately, before the redhead could actually notice what she was thinking, her train of thought was abruptly blown straight off its tracks by the sudden, utterly dumbfounded exclamation of shock that came from off to her right, where the young woman she had actually forgotten about was now standing on shaky legs as she gaped at the sight before her, or perhaps not so fortunately, given Kim's stomach swiftly lurched with fearful denial at the instantly familiar tone of the voice now echoing through the clearing.
It was her mom.
It wasn't her mom.
You're up past your bedtime, hon.
Kim's head snapped around like a viper, her fearful fern green eyes just getting bigger and bigger, even as the icy dread in her tummy continued to grow. But no matter how much she tried to deny what she was seeing, there was no mistaking that sleek, tawny brown skin, the tightly toned athletic cheerleader's body with its big, full breasts, curvaceous hips, strong, sexy legs, and sharply defined girl abs that rivaled Kim's own hard six-pack, or that currently flabbergasted, ever so slightly cruel, yet undeniably beautiful face staring out with clear, almond-shaped olive eyes from inside a frame of wild-feathered, perfectly styled, shoulder-length brown hair. A second later, a plaintive, whiny cry of shocked, desperate disbelief burst forth from Kim's horrified lips.
Bonnie!
Vegeta?
Vegeta?
And we're done!
This isn't even my cock's final form.
No!
No, you need rings for that.
Yeah, that's...
Where do you think of my contract?
So
Skype chat.
Thank you for everybody who got through this with us. Everyone in the chat, DG 20016 Disambiguity. Hi, Sam. Sean,
hi.
And Temsu and Brandon, who's always here, and all of our readers, Brad and Steve and Devin and.
I'd like to say that I can feel my teeth today.
Yay!
I wish I didn't.
Oh. Are they teeth itching?
They are not teeth itching, because that's weird and doesn't actually happen.
Join us next time when we completely forget about this and try to get on with our sex lives.
Oh, sweet. Hey, honey! I got some new moves to add into the bedroom!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.